In New York and Virginia, Amazon is sold on a deal. On a late October day, Amazon executives flew to New York to answer a final question before they committed to opening a massive technology center in Queens. Could Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and Mayor Bill de Blasio stop bickering long enough to see the project through? They wanted to just trust but verify that everybody was on the same page, said Alicia Glenn, a deputy mayor, who was at the meeting with Mr. de Blasio. After meeting with both men separately that day, the Amazon officials decided two Democrats could put aside their long-standing differences. Soon after, documents were exchanged and re-exchanged, ironing out details of a package worth more than $1 billion in tax incentives and state grants. The politicians even agreed to a plan to circumvent the city council to prevent future roadblocks. The deal for the Queens development in Long Island City was announced on Tuesday after Amazon concluded a 14-month countrywide search for a location for a second headquarters for some 50,000 well-paid tech workers. The company, which ended up picking two sites and dividing the new workers between them, is also opening a huge corporate site in Arlington, Virginia, in an area across the Potomac River from Washington. Amazon said the new developments, both to be called headquarters, would require $5 billion in construction and other investments. The company also said it would develop a much smaller operations and logistics facility in Nashville, creating 5,000 jobs. The announcement capped a frenzied competition among nearly 240 communities across the country. Many politicians saw it as an opportunity to remake their city or a neighborhood for the tech era. Some economists and policymakers warned against using public money to help one of the most valuable companies in the world, and of the potential for escalating housing costs and traffic. Amazon said that the size and quality of the winners' labor pools decided the competition. Amazon was also offered more than $2 billion in tax incentives from New York and Virginia. Up to $1.2 billion of that will come from New York State's Excelsior program, a discretionary tax credit. In Virginia, the company could receive up to $550 million in cash incentives from the state by 2030 and $200 million more after that if it continues to hire. Both state programs are tied to the number of jobs the company creates. If Amazon's hiring falls short of the projections, the incentive payments will be smaller.